Thank the Lord for those good songs. How true that is, I'll fly away. I'm glad that we have a place to go to when we leave here. We're here together today in loving memory and in honor of Thelma Dozier. We're sad for us that she's passed, but we're happy for her where she's gone. I want to read the obituary information and have prayer, and then Linda's going to sing a song, and then I have a message on my heart that I want to try with God's help to share with you. Thelma Dozier, 93, of Lima, went to be with her Lord and Savior on December 22, 2024, at Willow Ridge in Bluffton. She was born in Pineville, Kentucky, on December 5, 1931. The daughter of Daniel and Mossy Baker Mason. Both parents preceded her in death. On September the 23rd, 1950, she was married to William Bill Dozier, and he preceded her in death on March the 3rd, 2006. They were married 55 years, loved each other very much. Thelma was a nurse's aide for most of her career, but when they relocated to Texas, she worked in civilian service at Shepherd AFB in housekeeping. Lima Missionary Baptist Church was her church home, and she was a woman of strong faith. She also attended Lafayette Missionary Baptist Church in her latter years. She loved her family and enjoyed her time with them. They were close-knit, and she was the glue. She will be truly missed by all those who knew her and whose lives that she touched. She was blessed with four daughters, Sherry Richard Welch of Bluffton, Mary L. DeHill of Ada, Kathy Steve Harris of Wichita Falls, Texas, and Vicky Bob Bigelow of Elida. Her sons, George Lily Dozier of Wichita Falls, Timothy Dozier of Wichita Falls, 20 grandchildren, 35 great-grandchildren, 6 great-great-grandchildren, and a host of nieces and nephews. Her surviving siblings are Gary Mason, Cleo Hagerton, Molly Best, and June Clark. She was preceded in death by her son, William Gary Dozier, a grandchild, Joe, and two great-grandchildren, Camden and Jasmine, her brothers, Jack and Danny Mason, and a sister, Clara Smith. She was also preceded in death by two brothers-in-law, Louis Hagerton and the Reverend Herman Elbert Smith, and her sister-in-law, Peggy Mason. Let us pray. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for God blessing us to feel your presence today. God, we thank you for the choir songs. God, we thank you for each one who is here in loving memory of Sister Thelma. God, we ask you to bless this service. God, continue to bless it and help us, God. And help us to help each other. But most of all, God, we know the help comes from you. You're the God of all comfort. And so, God, help us to be in the midst of that. God, help us to be as we should and to look to you and to find strength from you. And, God, we praise your holy name, God. We thank you, God, for what you do for us. We ask you these things, and we praise you, God, in Jesus' name, and amen.
To fear and disappear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Twas grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will
for another wonderful song. Thank the Lord for His amazing grace. How sweet to sound. I praise God for His amazing grace. I couldn't earn my way to heaven. Thelma couldn't earn her way to heaven. We didn't have to earn it, because God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Grace means that which was given by love, that wasn't earned, wasn't deserved. We didn't deserve or earn salvation, but God gave His Son Jesus. He died on the cross, willingly shed His life's blood to make this possible. And Sister Thelma, and I want to talk about what a fine person she was, and she was just so bright, and she was jolly, and you could be with her, and you could laugh, and you could have a good time, and she was, her and Bill were both so hospitable. You could just feel comfortable in her home, and she just seemed like she had, her eyes were bright, and she usually had a big smile on her face, and she'd just welcome you and give you a big hug. As wonderful as that is, that didn't earn her place in heaven. She got to go to heaven, and she's there, I have no doubt. She's there because she got saved. She got born again, and I want to preach something about that, God permitting. But I just appreciate Thelma, and I appreciate her whole family. And my mind's gone back down many years, and I've thought back in times past, and even as I saw many of you when we came in today, when I came in and you came in, and it brought back precious memories, and I just appreciate your family, and I'd even thought of this, and I'll even mention this. I remember Thelma's dad, Dan. I remember him in the old church standing and singing what I call the old-timey songs. He'd just stand and rear back and sing, and I was just a youngster, but those thoughts stayed with me. So I appreciate Thelma and her whole family, and words couldn't tell what they've meant to this church as well as to me as an individual. So I thank the Lord for that. But I have some scriptures I want to share. One verse I want to share in the book of Psalms, and then I want to look to the book of 1 Peter. In the book of Psalms 5:5, here's what the psalmist said. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. And so when we're saved by the grace of God, there's a safety and a peace that we've got in the Lord, and the world and the devil can't take it away from us. We might have struggles and problems and troubles down here, but in the midst of it, we got victory over it all when we've got Jesus, because Jesus is victory. And so Sister Thelma, she was open about that. She was saved. And Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy, one place, he said, I'm ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is now at hand. He was ready to go. Well, Sister Thelma was ready to go. How do you get ready to go? You get saved by the grace of God. And so over here in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, blessed be, excuse me, pardon me, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which, according to his abundant mercy, hath begotten us again. That means he's born us again. He's begotten us again. Listen to what too? To a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Because he got up from the dead, he brought us to a place where we could have eternal life. When I was 12 years old, I came to an altar and I bowed there. The gospel had told me that I was a sinner. And 12 years old, you were a sinner? Yeah, I was. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. I hadn't done anything horribly bad, but I wasn't saved. And I came and I prayed, and finally I trusted Jesus. And when he came into my soul and I felt that, I was begotten again unto a lively hope. Thelma had that lively hope. She testified about being saved by the grace of God. She talked about knowing that she'd been born again. She's gone to heaven because she was born again. If you want to go to heaven, and if you want to go where Thelma's gone, you have to be born again. Jesus said, I am the way, just one way, not one of many. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So let me go on with this. He said, according to his abundant mercy hath he begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And listen, what to? He says, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Sometimes we think about down here when we die, we think, well, what's all that's lost? Well, I want to tell you what, there's a better place we're going to and more we're going to than we're leaving down here. We're just here for a little while. Listen to what it goes on and says. And I'll read that again. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept. See, we don't keep ourselves, praise God. I couldn't do it, and you couldn't either. But who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. So we're just here for a little season. There's two parts to us. There's the natural part and the spiritual part. The natural part we see before us today. From dust thou art, to dust thou shalt return. That's the physical body. It's going back to the dust. But there's more to it. There's a soul. There's a spirit. When we die, the spirit returns to God who gave it. She's out of her trouble. She's out of her problems. We have troubles and problems down here. That's part of life. But in Christ Jesus, he'll even go through our problems down here. He'll help us. He'll lift us up. He'll give us a way to go. He gives us a route to go. He gives us strength we can't imagine. But praise God, one of these days, this natural part is going to be over. When you're saved by the grace of God, you can go to be with Jesus. And he goes on, let me read this again. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Now listen at this. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness. That's what I was talking about. We have troubles down here. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Sometimes our troubles down here, God uses those things to make a point and make a statement, to help somebody else. If you have troubles down here, if you're saved by God's grace and you lean on the Lord, it'll be a testimony. It'll be a light to somebody else. And he goes on. And let me get that last part again. That you might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, not with these natural eyes, we haven't seen him with these natural eyes. I know he's real, but these natural eyes haven't looked at him. Whom, having not seen, ye love. And whom, though now you see him not, yet believing. And that's what Thelma did. She hadn't seen him with these natural eyes, but she believed in him. Well, I praise God. She left a testimony behind. She left a light, and Jesus said to his people, ye are the light of the world. if we're saved by God's grace, we need to be letting our light shine. We need to be letting people know we're saved. We need to be letting people know they need Jesus. Okay. You receive with joy, unspeakable, and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. And so, it's not real complicated. Now, I'm going to say this. It sounds contradictory. Salvation is not real complicated. I can't explain it in its fullness. Well, how can it be not complicated if you can't explain its fullness? It's because God's the one that makes it simple. He's the one that does it. I can't explain all about how he does it. I can't explain about, but I do know this. He's told me this, and it tells it in the Bible. All of us can know this if we're willing to believe it by faith. God gave his son. He died on the cross. Jesus died willingly. I know they crucified him, but he was the Son of God. If he would have desired, he could have called legions of angels to destroy the world and set himself free. Well, why didn't he? Because he loved you and I. He loved Thelma. He loved you. He loved me so much that he was willing to die for us, suffer all that agony of the cross, and raise from the dead, and then ascend back into heaven and be there as an intercessor, a mediator between us and God. And when we look to him, we believe in him, we can get saved. We can have salvation. Praise the name of the Lord. And so I'm glad that God made it that way. Now, it's simple. Now, I said I can't explain it all, but I can explain this part. I can't explain how God does it. He's God. He's beyond my... But here's what he said, and this is all we need to know. Jesus died for us and rose from the dead, and he did that for us. We can have salvation. If we'll believe that by faith and ask God to save our soul, he makes a new creature out of us from the inside out. And he gives us the promise of a place called heaven. And so we don't have to worry about Thelma. She had her business taken care of. And I thank God for everybody I see today. And I'm just honored to be in this service. I will tell you this. A long time ago, she said she'd like to have, when this time comes, that she'd like to have me and Denny Hunter do this service. Brother Denny's done made the cross. He and I did a lot of services together. He's made the cross and he's gone home. He felt honored to be asked, and I feel honored to have been asked. And so I'm honored to be here today. I want to pray again, and then I'll turn the service back over to the funeral director. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you for salvation by grace through faith. Thank you, God, that Thelma Lester left a testimony behind that she'd been born again. No doubt. Praise the Lord she was. Praise the Lord she's with you. God, we ask you to just bless this family and these friends that are here. God, you know their needs. And God, I pray that you just touch their hearts and lives and minds and bless them according to their needs, Father. Help them, God, to just draw strength from you and to trust you and to lean on you. God, we'll ask you to just help us through the rest of this day. In Jesus' name we pray and amen. Turn search back to the funeral director.
The cemetery, we're going to dismiss from the rear to the front, and then the family will be the last ones here. I'll need the pallbearers at the door waiting for me. We'll get Thelma ready to go to the cemetery at that point. And we appreciate Terry, Pastor Brock, and his sermon today. Also the fantastic choir we've had today. Amen. They've done a great job.
Amen.
I greatly appreciate that. Give this beautiful woman of faith a good sense. It's been wonderful. So, folks, if you go ahead and dismiss from the back.